If you're anyway squeamish about your teeth or going to the dentist, please don't listen to any more of this, because I'm recording it immediately after coming out of the dentist, and I've had two teeth removed, and I'm still under the influence, thank goodness, of anesthetic. And the first place I'm going to after, when I drive away from here, is the chemist. These days I don't know whether to call it a chemist or a pharmacy, but anyway, I'm going to, we'll call it pharmacy because it's a nice slow word. I'm going to the pharmacy to get whatever they gave me. He gave me a prescription, and I'm tempted to talk in detail about what happened, so I will. I signed a form at the beginning that they gave me, and I read it carefully, two pages. It basically authorized them to take off my head if necessary. No, joking apart, that it told me what might happen and everything like that, and I agreed, and that was fine. Then they came and collected me. And what state was I in? I was nervous. I've written off the rest of the week. That's what I decided. I thought, I don't know what state I'm going to be in. Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday. And so long as I'm okay by Saturday, all's well, because I have to run a training course on Saturday. But this dentist, I think like most modern dentists, told me everything in advance, spoke to me, told me what he was going to do, told me what the risks were. He didn't even use the word risk. But essentially, he talked me into paying attention as best I could. He told me he was going to put in lots of anesthetic, which I was pleased about. Now that meant lots of injections, two, then three, and then one more, I think. He put in something to numb me, but that went very well. He said, you might feel a little pinching. Well, I did, but it was a little pinching. Okay, I'll cut to the chase. He was fantastic. He was brilliant. It may have cost me an arm and a leg, because this is a top-class guy. But the two teeth came out. I felt no pain. Fiddled around inside my mouth. I came back out an hour after I... Was it an hour after? An hour after I kind of went into the building. And I'm, you know, I feel as well as I could. I feel chilly, like, and I wasn't chilly before I went in. I think that's the effect of medication, the anaesthetic. I want to go home and sit in front of a fire. That's what I want to do. I don't want to talk too much, but I took four photographs of myself after I came out, just so I'd have a record of what I looked like. I'll share one of them on this episode of the podcast. And I go back in 2 weeks' time to have, if I remember rightly, three other teeth out. I know, this is a bit shocking. Yeah, we won't talk about it. I don't really want to talk about it. Too much, but I think kind of like for the heck of it, for the fun of it, and for my daughter, perhaps even my sons or my grandchildren, for them to hear this. If you listen this far, I commend your courage and how unsqueamish you are about hearing somebody talking about about their teeth. Okay. Bless you all, my children.